If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win but think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of the world we find, you see, success begins with your will. It's all in your state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you'll ever win a prize. See, life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. But sooner or later, the one who wins is the man who thinks he can. Walter D. Wintle.
And what about the times? Now I'm grabbing out at breaking glass in attempt to find a man that makes it seem glorious or at least okay. But all I have is me. In a razor caught off guard as you brush by, the alarm wakes me out of bed, and the dream I was just having simply fades away. Blindly do I see, at the sunlight I am freezing. And as I start to come around, I wanna fall back to the ground, roll over and make sense again. But it's too late, I am awake, and it's sensation I can't fake as I try my best to pretend. But once you wake,
yes, it is live from Homer, Alaska. I'm Chris Story, and this is On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. That's a thing of beauty right there. That's your anthem provided by Mr. Stevie Wonder. David Webb's your engineer and producer all the way back up at the mothership of KPEN and KGTL AM and FM, courtesy of Horizon Wireless. Because I heard you thinking out loud. You were thinking, wait a minute. Chris Story, host of what his mom calls the greatest show on earth, is sitting at the corner of West Hill in the Sterling Highway in the palatial studios of Story Productions. That's right. Now, how is it I'm talking right here and it's getting broadcast from the mothership where Mr. Webb, the eagle, is sitting high atop a tree on Diamond Ridge? How is this possible? Well, it's possible courtesy of Horizon Wireless. 907-226-3130. Only call 226-3130. Only call that number if you yourself want the best internet connectivity. We liked it so much, we've got it at HQ and at the Story House. Next week, two-time winner of the Winter King Tournament in Homer, Alaska will be here. The Marley family from the fishing vessel Fly Dough, aptly named. It's a lot of dough. Do you remember in 2021 we had little Andrew Marley, then 10 years of age, as the winner? He was a guest here on the broadcast. His whole family, in fact, the whole Marley family was here to talk about the winnings. And I think, Andrew, I'd asked him, what do you do with the money? And you'll recall he wanted to put most of his winnings towards college, except for $100. Little Andrew was going to take $100 and buy a pair of shoes. I'm sure his mother thought was like, come on, we get you shoes, kid. What are you talking about? Anyway, he's going to buy a pair of shoes and candy. Father being a dentist, I thought that was apropos. Anyway, they're going to be fishing again. Will the Marley family win 3 years in a row? Tune in next week. They'll be here on Top of the World. We'll find out what their tournament plans are and if indeed we can find out where they intend to fish. It's information I'd like to know, be honest with you. Do you care what people say about you? Do you care what people think about you? And then what they say or maybe gossip about you or say, suggest behind your back, do you care? Well, yes and no. I'll put it this way. Napoleon Hill over 100 years ago said, reputation is that which you are believed to be. Character is that which you are. So reputation, I don't care. I mean, you know what I mean? Do you really care if somebody who doesn't know you suggests something about you? They don't really know you. They don't even know anything about you. And they may say something. That's reputation. Don't worry about it. Character is who you are. You know that. Abraham Lincoln said, character is like a tree and reputation the shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree's the real thing. Lao Tzu said, watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. Tongues are going to wag. It's what you do that matters. The mark you're making in this world is what you do and who you are, irrespective of what they say. Got a story coming up in a little bit. I'm calling it a dog of a life. A dog of a life about a guy called Norman. You're going to love it. It's time now for your Alaskan Mindbender presented by Captain's Coffee.
You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, cause they've got to sell their quota, and the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
A little correction there, Frank. You can get a cherry soda at Captain's Coffee. They have a soda fountain now, and they have all the flavors of the world. Everything you want is available at Captain's Coffee. Go online. You can order online. If you're outside the listening footprint of Homer, Alaska, you can order your Captain's Coffee beans delivered right to your door, captainscoffee.com, and a whole lot more. Captain's Coffee in Homer, Alaska, on Pioneer Avenue, across from the Salvation Army. Anywhere in the world, online, captainscoffee.com. All right, here's your question. This is round one. Round two will be coming up later in the broadcast. That'll be presented by AJ's. Today you're playing right now for a coffee card at Captain's Coffee, and it's a true or false question. The way to play the game is to text message me at 907-299-7653, 299-7653. Here's your true or false question. Alaska got its nickname from gold miners who exclaimed, "This is the Great Land." True or false? Alaska got its nickname from gold miners who exclaimed, "This is the Great Land." True or false? Text in your name and answer at 299-7653. We've got a story called "It's a Dog of a Life." Plus, we'll be answering our Mindbender question. And we've got some breaking news that I think you can use when we return here to the Top of the World. Stick around. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. I'm Christopher Story, along with Mr. David the Eagle Webb. You're listening to what my mom calls the greatest show on earth. Round one of our Mindbenders presented by Captain's Coffee. You're playing for a free coffee card at Captain's Coffee. It's a true or false question. You'll text your name and answer at 299-7653, 907-299-7653. True or false? Alaska got its nickname from gold miners who exclaimed, "This is the Great Land." Is that true or false at 299-7653? A dog of a life. World War II had just ended when Norman graduated high school. The place, Kokomo, Indiana.
There's a place called Kokomo.
No, wrong Kokomo. It's Kokomo, Indiana. Norman was an artist, very talented kid growing up. He turned into an ambitious and talented man. Norman attended a fine arts school, and upon graduation, he gathered a portfolio of his artwork, as one does. Norm wanted to be a children's illustrator. After more than a dozen rejections, Norman started to feel rejected. He himself, his artwork. But one day, one editor who had just got done turning him down actually made a suggestion that would forever change Norm's life. See, amongst his samplings, amongst Norman's sketches and portfolio work of his art, was a dog. The editor liked the big dog so much, he said, "Norman, why don't you make a story? Give this dog a story yourself. Make up a story about this dog. Why don't you do that, Norman?" Well, Norman took his advice and did just that. Norman Ray Birdwell would go on to write and illustrate not one story about his dog, but he'd publish more than 40 books, illustrated books, 3 animated series, a live musical on Broadway, and more merchandise than you can count. Yes, Norman R. Birdwell is in fact the father of Clifford, the big red dog. Never give up. Yes, you might have to change direction, and it's not a bad idea to seek out some good counsel in this journey of life of yours. But the next time you hear the word no, remember Clifford the big red dog who was born out of rejection.
Never ever quit. I don't quit.
Never look back. If you're lost in a home, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on. Carry on, carry on.
I was watching WD last night, little WD, my third grandson. And I was tired of the comics or the cartoons that are available today for kids. It's got to be something better. It's just got to be something better than what's today on Modern Offer. I'm sorry, but I'm grateful to have grown up in the era that I did. And I turned Little William, WD, onto Popeye the Sailor Man, Betty Boop. We watched Flintstones. And then Clifford the Big Red Dog. I hadn't thought about Clifford the Big Red Dog in a long time. And I thought, who did come up with Clifford the Big Red Dog? Turns out it was Norman Birdwell. Turned out to be a pretty interesting character. This just in from Bogota, Colombia. Pablo Escobar smuggled far more than cocaine out of his country. In fact, he smuggled 4 hippos into his country of Colombia. In fact, he brought them to his hacienda. You know that Pablo Escobar was killed by policia in 1993, but his hippos live on and on and on. In fact, Pablo's hippos have increased their numbers from 4 to 130 hippopotamuses there in Colombia. The biologists now are suggesting the population is going to reach well over 400 in the next 8 years because there's no natural predator in Colombia for the hippo. Not one. I guess they haven't figured out a way to kidnap and ransom them. Well, the Colombians have decided to export 70 of Pablo's hippos to India and Mexico.
The hippopotamus, he is not one going, Culbin, I am a hippo. No way, Jose. So he tried to paint the stripe on himself to be like the zebra, but he fooled no one. Then he tried to put the spot on his skin to be like the leopard, but everyone know he is a hippo. So, at certain point, he look himself in the mirror, and he just say, hey, I am a hippopotamus, and there is nothing I can do about it. And as soon as he accepts this, he live life happy. Happy as a hippo. You understand?
To which Reuben Pfeffer replied, no, and I'm going to kill you. But that's another story. Your Mind Bender is presented by Captain's Coffee online, captainscoffee.com. The question is true or false. Alaska got its nickname from gold miners who exclaimed, this is the great land. Is that true or false? At 299-7653. Text in now. Here's something I don't understand. An Australian fitness enthusiast, he broke the Guinness World Records yesterday. Do you know how many pull-ups he did in a 24-hour period? 8,008. Is that possible? I'm Chris Story, and this is your Millionaire Minute. It's not an optical illusion. It just looks like one. Stephen Wright isn't wrong. Sometimes the way you look at a thing actually changes the thing or circumstance. What if instead of looking around a neighborhood and you see other people's homes, what if instead you see a mini stock market, one in which you can buy as many shares as you like? If you want $1 million net worth or more, you simply have to own 4 homes. Well, look around. You're surrounded by millions of dollars worth of real estate. It's not an optical illusion. It just looks like one. See yourself as a millionaire, then watch your net worth grow. The magic of illusion is, it's not an illusion at all. From the Backyard Millionaire, I'm Chris Story. Well, not to be outdone, an American's brought one title back from Australia to the United States of America, where apparently it belongs. 2 days ago, 60-year-old Floridian, what's his name? Rob Sterling. Not Rod Sterling. Rob Sterling, 60 years of age, broke the Guinness World Records when he did 3,200 push-ups in an hour. What? Is this even possible? I mean, can you imagine just right now if I said, hey, would you sit down and count to 3,264 in the next 60 seconds? Just sit down there and count, let alone physically do the thing. I don't even want to count him doing those 3,600 push-ups in an hour. My God, I will say it's impressive. I don't understand it, but it's impressive. Here's another thing I don't understand. It's how to combat a problem that seems to be plaguing not just Homer, Alaska, but other areas within Alaska, and actually all across the United States of America for the most part, and that's called affordable housing. I was talking to somebody this morning, a neighbor of a property we have listed for sale at Story Real Estate. I love HomerAlaska.com, little plug right there. And I said, oh, by the way, I just wanted you to know the neighboring house that we talked about last week, it actually did go under contract in 5 days, penned it already. And they were just amazed and wondered, well, what's that make our home worth? And then we started talking about other areas around the country, like where they used to live near a ski resort, and the now average price in that area where they moved here from is like $4 million. Well, where are we headed? As a nation, where are we headed as Alaskans in our little Alaskan communities? It's a good time to have this conversation. In fact, there's a symposium here in Homer on the 25th of March, put on in part by the City of Homer Chamber of Commerce. Brad Anderson, the director of the Chamber of Commerce, is going to be a guest here, I believe, next week or the week after. And somebody from the Economic Development Commission, I think, will be here next week. Just having a little bit of a broad stroke conversation as we move towards this symposium on the 25th to discuss it locally. But I'm curious, what do you think? What do you see as a need for housing where you are, whether it's in Homer or anywhere on the Kenai Peninsula, over in Kodiak, down in Dutch Harbor on Alaska, up at Delta Junction, Fort Greeley, Nikiski? What do you see as the need in housing in your area, in your own backyard? And do you have a solution in mind? Is there something you see, not only just a need, but here's what we could do about it? Because I think that's one of the questions. Obviously, we need to determine what to do. And I think one of the things that the symposium wants to put out there, and I'll let them speak for themselves, but they want to put out there this notion that you are going to have to maybe get used to a little bit of an adjusted way of life. And is that something you want to weigh in? Maybe you've got some thoughts on that. Maybe even if you're not an affected property owner today, you're a member of the community here in Homer, say, for example, you might want to show up at this housing symposium on the 25th of March.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back, the brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flowing like a harpoon. Daily and nightly, will it ever stop, y'all? I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal, light up the stage and wax the chalk like a candle dance. Caress the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom, deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony.
Oh, nobody does Ice Ice Baby any better than Marty Ray and the Marty Ray Project. Far better than Vanilla Ice ever could have imagined. All right, the question for your first round of Mind Bender today on Top of the World was, true or false, Alaska's got its nickname from gold miners who first exclaimed, this is the Great Land. It's false. In fact, the state of Alaska became known as the last frontier, but really, Alyeska is an Aleut word meaning the Great Land. So the nickname, the Great Land, came from our Aleut neighbors, and Alyeska.
With the bass kicked in, the fingers are pumping quick to the point, no faking.
Marilyn is finding herself with a free coffee card at Captain's Coffee. Don't worry, you still have another chance. We have round two of the Alaskan Mindbender coming up, plus your word and much, much more here on Top of the World. Stick around.
Hit my 5.0 with the rack.
top down so my beard can blow. If it was a problem, I would stop.
Is there something you want to do that you're stopping yourself? I don't think there's somebody else stopping you. Truly, I think if there's something you want to do, something you wish to accomplish, something that you want to have, relationships in your life you want to cultivate, if there's something going on in the world that you want to be a part of it and you're precluded from it, using air quotes, precluded, I'm going to point the finger at you. You are the only one, and I mean this, you're the only one that can stop you from getting what you want in this world. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. I want to congratulate again Marilyn, big winner from round one of our Mindbender. Round two coming up in just a little bit. And by the way, if you do have some commentary on affordable housing, availability of housing, text in 907-299-7653. Let's make this a public, community-wide conversation, statewide, right here, right now. 299-7653.
Can we be there? Oh, just think of the time. Love so strange, said you never know. While I try my best, hey, to cover our eyes, it's a common way to blame and hide the truth. I know that some will say it matters a little, babe. Oh, but come on and mean it to me. Need it so bad. I need it to try.
I've got the world's greatest friends. I have not one, but two friends. This is going to sound like I'm bragging, and I kind of am. Two friends that are sending avocados from California, from their own backyard. That's the good life. No, I'm not going to share them. That goes in the face of the gift. I wouldn't disrespect them that way. Nathaniel Radcliffe in the Night Sweat. Speaking of people that took a while to catch on, it took a long time for Nathaniel and his band to ever make it. And yet, they're not even a household name right now. But they've got a legion of fans across the country and a unique sound that's just one of my favorites.
Oh, I'm a coming and mean it to me. I need it so bad. I mean it to me. I need it so bad.
You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. We are powered by Story Real Estate. You can find us online at ilovehomeralaska.com. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you want to be informed about the Alaska-wide real estate market, you can join our newsletter and get weekly updates on the market and motivation and inspiration and all things on top of the world by going to ilovehomeralaska.com. You can click down to the very, very bottom and join the newsletter or a little obnoxious pop-up window after a little bit of time. There's nothing worse than going to a website, and within a second or two, they're forcing you to look at some window. I can't stand it. So we made sure that our webmaster made it not so obnoxious and not so in your face immediately. So you can go to ilovehomeralaska.com, and at some point, you're going to just want the newsletter. So you might as well just go down to the very bottom of the page and click on it and get it. What a word. What a word, presented by TBC Radio, 803-9424, online, tbcradio.com. Get the word out about your business right here on the radio with TBC Radio, 803-9424. Call Josiah, tell him we sent you, or go online, tbcradio.com. See, we call it now, what a word. There's a little bit of a facelift happening here throughout the broadcast. What a word is the new segment. So you'll hear this continuously throughout the coming weeks. What a Word, presented by TBC Radio. Here we go. The word today, What a Word, is, you know, I'm going to preface it by saying I used it today in my conversation, my weekly conversation with Michael Dukes on the Michael Dukes Show. Every Tuesday at 7:24, Michael brings me on. And I used this word today. And I thought to myself, self, does Michael know what that word means? And I didn't even pause. I just used it and I threw it out like it was any old word, any old $2 word. In fact, it's a $1 million word. It's a What a Word. And it is this. Lodestone. I feel smarter just for having said it again. Lodestone, L-O-D-E-S-T-O-N-E, lodestone. It's a 16th century English word of origin. It's a magnetite possessing polarity. In other words, it's just a stone that's magnetic, magnetite. However, here's the version of the definition that I'm using it as such and love it for, and that is something that strongly attracts. That's the second definition. Something that strongly attracts, lodestone. Used in a sentence. Cronyism robs capitalism of its free market lodestone. How about them apples?
Look at this lead pencil. There's not a single person in the world who could make this pencil. Remarkable statement? Not at all. The wood from which it's made, for all I know, comes from a tree that was cut down in the state of Washington. To cut down that tree, it took a saw. To make the saw, it took steel. To make the steel, it took iron ore. This black center, we call it lead, but it's really graphite, compressed graphite. I'm not sure where it comes from, but I think it comes from some mines in South America. This red top up here, the eraser, bit of rubber, probably comes from Malaya, where the rubber tree isn't even native. It was imported from South America by some businessmen with the help of the British government. This brass ferrule, I haven't the slightest idea where it came from, or the yellow paint, or the paint that made the black lines, or the glue that holds it together. Literally thousands of people cooperated to make this pencil. People who don't speak the same language, who practice different religions, who might hate one another if they ever met. When you go down to the store and buy this pencil, you are in effect trading a few minutes of your time for a few seconds of the time of all those thousands of people. What brought them together and induced them to cooperate to make this pencil? There was no commissar sending out orders from some central office. It was a magic of the price system, the impersonal operation of prices that brought them together and got them to cooperate to make this pencil so that you could have it for a trifling sum. That is why the operation of the free market is so essential, not only to promote productive efficiency, but even more, to foster harmony and peace among the peoples of the world.
You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. I'm Christopher Story. Thank you for being here. And I want to thank one of our wonderful sponsors, AC/DC Electrical, on Pioneer Avenue in the Wildberry Building right across from the college. Generators, marine, electrical, solar panels, batteries, home security, now offering Starlink sales and installation and service. Call Dave or Troy at 435-0517. 435-0517, AC/DC Electrical. Actually, I'd heard, better call and reserve now. I'd heard Starlink this is the Elon Musk internet connectivity. I'd heard that they were running low on those. You better call and get yours right now. 435-0517. Troy told me the other day the speed that he was getting. I said, that's not possible, but it is with Starlink. You can call AC/DC Electrical 435-0517. All right, well, it's time now for round two of your Mind Bender today. This presented by AJ's Old Town Steakhouse and Old Town Homer. You're playing for a card for a steak dinner at AJ's Old Town Steakhouse. You can go online anytime, ajsteakhouse.com, and make your reservation or call 235-9949. And I'm sorry, but I cannot think about AJ's Old Town Steakhouse without thinking about Hobo Jim.
How was she to know she'd not see him again, and his boat would never pull back in the harbor? For the only life he'd known was of a fisherman, and she never thought the Mary Ann would flounder. She remembers well the day they christened her, with a party and a $20 bottle, and how she was surprised at her name fresh on the
screen. All right, your question for round two of the Alaskan Mindbender, presented by AJ's Old Town Steakhouse in Old Town Homer, Alaska. Now here's the question. The wealthiest person in Alaska made their money in what industry? Oil, real estate, or groceries? The wealthiest person in Alaska made their money in what industry? Oil, real estate, or groceries? Text in right now, 299-7653. 299-7653.
As he hit the water, he cried aloud her name. Hey, Mary Ann, my love for you's undying. And if it were to me, I'd return from the sea just to keep those pretty eyes.
I have to be honest right now, the Central Peninsula is dominating this question. So far, the only correct answers are coming out of the Central Peninsula. What do you think? The wealthiest person in Alaska made their money in what industry? Oil, or real estate, or groceries? 907-299-7653. Chris Story here along with Mr. David Webb. Much more to come here on Top of the World. Stick around.
His boat, our lion neath the ocean cold and churning. And how is she to know?
You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. Thank you for being here. Thank you to Mr. David Webb for engineering this broadcast. Some 16 years now coming up on. Hard to believe, but thank you for being here for all of that. I had a really good time listening back to an interview that I did with Andrew Marley in 2021, which prompted me to reach out to his family, who I've known for a long time, and say, hey, are you guys going to be on the tournament for a third year with a possible third win in a row? And they're actually going to be doing a little traveling, but available for this conversation on Tuesday. I encourage you to listen in on Tuesday next and find out. I'm going to just ask point blank, where are you fishing? What are you using? What's the secret? I was on my treadmill this morning, and my cousin from Anchorage, who's going to be riding on my dad's boat, the Miss T, this year, his son, so our cousins from Anchorage, Brian and his son, are going to be on the boat. And he wanted to know if I wanted to join him in a side bet. And anyway, long story short, he mentioned the Flydo, which is the Marley's boat. And I said, well, did you ever hear my interview? Anyway, so I'm on the treadmill a little bit later, and I listened to it myself. It was fantastic. This family is so articulate, so impassioned about fishing and the sound effects that the kid was making. It was just awesome. So I'm very much looking forward to that. So be sure to tune in on Tuesday. It might be worth that year was 2021. He won $87,000. And remember, he was only going to use $100 for himself. He was going to buy a pair of sneakers and some gum and a candy bar. And then the rest was going away for college and he said, quote, "I want a happy life." All right, our AJ's Old Town Steakhouse Mindbender questions on the table for you. Willie's asked, is there going to be a round three to the Mindbender today? Nope. This is it, Willie. Get it right or get it wrong. Either way, you've got till the end of the song. Oh, the question. I should say that. The wealthiest person in Alaska made their money in what industry? Oil, real estate, or groceries? 299-7653. Hurry up and text in. Okay, that's it. We're going to pick a winner. I'm telling you, two rounds goes quick. Okay. Somebody says, great to hear Hobo Jim. It happens to be this person's favorite song. Thank you. It's one of mine as well. But there's a lot of groceries, a lot of guesses at groceries. So again, the question was, wealthiest person in Alaska made their money in what industry? Oil, real estate, or groceries? A tremendous number. What does that say about the economy when many, 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 many of us are guessing groceries? Obviously, with eggs costing, $800 a dozen. Wow, interesting. But a tremendous number of you did get it correct. And here's something that I think is interesting. Chris has said, well, since it's you asking, I'd say real estate. Well, I would have asked no matter what the result was, but you're correct, Chris. In fact, you are the randomly selected winner. Chris P. is going to AJ's Old Town Steakhouse. He knew, in fact, the wealthiest people in Alaska made their money in real estate because it's two. It's a partnership between Leonard Hyde and Jonathan Rubini, two individuals that share the title of the wealthiest person in Alaska. Leonard Hyde and Jonathan Rubini are co-founders of the massive real estate development firm JL Properties. They each own 50% of the company. Hyde is the president and Rubini the CEO. JL Properties has a tremendous presence in Anchorage, owning several of its prominent buildings and a small number of properties elsewhere in America. So I guess they're what? Big backyard millionaires. I'm Chris Story, and this is your Millionaire Minute. Can you save your way to a fortune? Well, the short answer is no. The longer answer is yes. See, you have to be able to play the game to build a fortune in your own backyard. That means you've got to be able to manage your credit, and this means using credit cards and loans securely and smartly. And you have to be able to save money. Without any savings or a rainy day account, the first change in weather could take you out of the game completely. But can you save your way to a fortune? No. You can invest your way to a fortune using some of your money and a whole lot of other people's money. Yes, you really can live and grow rich right where you are with what you've got. From the Backyard Millionaire, I'm Chris Story. So I put the question out there a little bit ago. What do you think about housing? Do you see opportunities? Do you see solutions? Affordable housing, available housing? Dave says, I'm reminded of the quote, resist the Californification of Alaska, with affordable housing always allows workers to come here. How many times have we heard we can't find anyone that wants to work? And there are so many places, and I'm speaking here anecdotally, I guess, just from my perspective here on Top of the World in Homer, Alaska, but I do believe talking with people from around the state, but also from around the country, this is not a unique problem to our area. Where is everybody going to live? I remember years ago, probably 15, 18 years ago, a prominent gallerist, publicly funded gallerist, was asked at a realtor meeting that I had attended, and it was a group presenting on some heightened restrictions, heightened zoning requirements and things, and then some sort of a public town square that they wanted to sort of shoehorn into Homer and have, quote, not affordable. What did they call it? They were mistaken and they corrected themselves, but they called it, what's the term? Anyway, it doesn't matter, but they meant affordable housing. They wanted to have affordable housing upstairs from all this commercial property and everything. And somebody said at one point, one of the other brokers said, you know, you're going to make things so expensive, so difficult to build, so expensive to live here. Where are the people that, you know, the flipping hamburgers and entry-level job, where are they going to live? And this person said, Anchor Point. It's like, well, okay, rural areas do have room to grow. We have room to grow outside of Homer towards Anchor Point, and in Anchor Point, a lot of people are making a lot of money and some really incredible investments in these areas. So we're going to be tackling and talking about this a little bit more detail on the Backyard Millionaire come Thursday, 1 o'clock Thursday, some general principles about where and how to invest when the market's gotten tight, maybe where you want to be, too competitive, very tight, very expensive. How and where can you find entry-level housing? But the question remains, what can we do about it? What can you do about it? What can you bring to the table as a local citizen? I suggest wherever you are, you get involved with your city council, you get involved with your planning department, your zoning department, you get involved with your mayor. You talk to people that are making decisions on your behalf, if it's at the assembly level, at the borough level, council level, whatever form of administration you can have some influence on. These are our neighbors that are making decisions, implementing laws, and going to be changing the face of your community. You get to say what you want it to look like.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
What do you want? Do you want more cowbell? Less cowbell? Got to speak up. Here in Homer, there's going to be a symposium on the 25th. Stick around next week. We're going to have a guest or two. And then the following week, we're going to be touching on this topic here on Top of the World. And you can at least hear how we're having this conversation locally here in the Homer area, and you can decide in your area what it might mean for you. And if you've got ideas or suggestions or topics and people you'd like us to talk to here on Top of the World, please text me anytime with your contact information or the ideas, solutions. You know, there's a lot of talk out there. There's a lot of finger pointing, wagging of the finger in the face, a lot of pitchfork sharpening. You know, there's a lot of people lighting the torches and so forth on any manner and all topics, everywhere. I think what you and I have in common as optimists, as people that wake up 95% of the time positive, 60% of the time, it works 60% of the time that we wake up 95% of the time happy and positive, or at least we aim towards that. It's up to us to speak up. I was talking to somebody earlier today. Tiffany and I were discussing one of our multifamily properties, talking about the water bill and saying, you know, here in Homer, some of the most expensive water in the world. It really is. It's some of the most expensive municipal water in the world. Why? And so we started talking to some other property owners that we know, and we thought, should we put together some sort of a consortium of property owners? And ultimately what we've decided to do is come up with, and we came to the conclusion, the best thing we could possibly do is to have an initiative launched towards an independent audit. What is going on? Why is this the most expensive water in the world? Not going to have a bunch of meetings. We're not going to try to put together some other ad hoc group that's going to suck up people's time and energy. We're going to be pushing for an independent audit. This is something we can do as property owners and people that provide affordable housing. It's our mission to provide affordable housing in our own backyard. And we can do this by bringing water bills down. I'll give you an example. We just got a $350 water bill for a duplex. $350. Ah, a that's a lot of money. So we're going to be doing something that we can do cooperatively with the people that are in charge of the community. What can you do? You have ideas. Do you want to talk about them here? Bring them here, 907-299-7653. And if you've got suggestions of people that we ought to be talking to, we want to know about it. Thank you for being here. For David Webb and myself, I'm Chris Story, reminding you in life to look forward, learn from the past, but never forget, and always remember that the good life is lived right here in the present. We'll see you next time.